consider myself to be Pan-African. That means that I believe in the importance of the organization, centralization, and mobilization of all African people. And our right to inherit all of Africa's natural resources left here by our ancestors. Mayabuye a Africa. Bring Africa back to where it once was. May our great ancestors live through our works and blood. Like a skilled bowman, bullseye, I don't miss when I'm aiming to hit anything degrading what our ancestors did or went through. Now I'm no psychologist, but let's talk psychology. When you enslave the minds of people for hundreds of years and then systematically implant in their psyche that inferiority is the only thing they will ever inherit, what do you think happens from generation to generation when it comes to self-love? You see, confidence in self as a child begins with confidence in the people you came from. When you divide the man and the woman, you divide the home. And when the community has no stable homes, the community has no stronghold. And when the community has no stronghold, the community has no values. And when the community has no values, that community has not the ability to collectively and effectively obtain, utilize, and maintain resources. And when a community has a limited amount of resources, that community barely has or has not what it needs to feed and prepare the youth for tomorrow. Now I got nothing against no one, and I don't hate white people, but truth be told, the laws have never considered us equal.
And never will.
And to force me into calling myself an American is no different from Kunta Kinte's slave master. I'm African to the bone, by way of my ancestors. Certain languages I speak because our ancestors spoke them. Certain colors, clothes, and symbols I wear because our ancestors wore them. No amount of years of conditioning could ever separate the essence of my being from that of my ancestors. When I speak, I spit proverbs. As a businessman, when I negotiate, I speak the lingo of Daula traders of the Mali Empire. Like the men and women that came before me, I have no fear. And yea, though I walk through the valley of jealousy and theft, I shall fear no enemy. For who the Creator blesses, no man can curse. I can do all things through the Most High that strengthens me. May the words of our mouths and meditation of our hearts keep the spirits of our forefathers and ancestors alive. Ashe.